Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, the toxicity of the Republican caucus is amazing. They put in their proposal some budget-related matters so far. They're going to wait and see. They now have Evers' budget, and they're going to go to work with their long knives. They'll submit it to their donors. Their donors will tell them what to do. Basically, their donors will say, let us steal more money and keep injuring Wisconsin. But one of the things they've already released really slays me, really slays me. Under their proposal, they say, yeah, we would like to revamp the unemployment comp system in the state. It's a matter of computers, and it's going to cost some money. But Governor Evers will have to come and get permission from the budget committee, which is obviously dominated by Republicans because they've gerrymandered it, to get the money. He has to sort of come in. You know, back before the beginning of the 20th century, the Chinese thought that the emperor was God. And if you went to see him, if you looked at him, they'll kill you. But if you wanted to talk to you, you had to come in and lie on the floor and kowtow. You've heard the term kowtow. You have to tug at your forelock. Have a piece of hair coming out of the top of your head. I don't know what you did if you were bald. I have a feeling that you are SOL, okay? But if you had any hair at all, you tugged at your forelock, walked up on your knees, got permission to look at it. That's sort of what the budget committee is like. These are all hacks. I mean, they're political hacks. Trump described Moscow Mitch as a dour, unsmiling political hack. And he was right. Trump is simply a radioactive slave of Putin political hack, but the budget committee are basically unsmiling political hacks. And governor will come in on his knees. He was elected governor, for Pete's sake. No, lame duck. We have the power now. You come in, tug on your forelock. He has some hair. He has some hair. Tug on your forelock and say, please, sir, may I have some gruel? Maybe a pittance. Okay, how much money? That's a lot of money. Okay, if you cut the manufacturers even more, their income tax, but you've already cut it all. Oh, yeah, you're right. We cut it all. Okay, somebody else should get. Okay, you can have $5. That's the way we're running the state right now. Evers has got to be much stronger in talking out about this. But these clowns suggesting that the governor has to come to a committee, not even the whole legislature, and get permission from the committee to repair the unemployment comp system. That's a gratuitous insult. That is not Wisconsin. These people are enemies of Wisconsin. I don't care where you are, what county you're in of the 72. I'm tired of hearing about it. You feel disrespected, earn some respect. Start voting for somebody that isn't treating you as a voter this way, isn't poisoning your water. But that's what they would have to do. He'd have to come in and crawl for the budget committee. I think that's wrong. I think you elect the governor. If we elected a Republican governor, I wouldn't expect him to come and crawl before a Democratic committee. He puts in his proposal. We vote it up or down. He can veto it or not. And then we try to, you know, there's a procedure, but not the Chinese kowtow procedure, which these unsmiling, dour political hacks, who, frankly, many of them wouldn't be employable if they weren't in the legislature. And that's what we got. You know, another example, their mismanagement of government is Foxconn. Remember Foxconn, Mount Pleasant, Racine County. Foxconn tricked Walker. Walker has no private sector experience. Walker dropped out of college, and not because of money or anything else. He just flat out dropped out of college, went to work for the American Red Cross, never finished up, and he immediately ran for office. He's a political operative, but he always wanted to be a businessman. He isn't a businessman. He got snookered by the Chinese. They sat down. They handed him a napkin, and in it, in $4.5 billion or something, and he thought, this is how it's done. This is how Bill Gates would do it. This is how, yeah, Warren Buffett would do it. Some Chinese guy in a bar somewhere hands him a napkin with a couple of billion on it, and he nods. He thinks that's cool. You know, look, how about having some people in there that know what they're doing, maybe? Okay. So they then go to work and they want more money. Racine and Mount Pleasant have gone on the hook with indebtedness, bonding for about $1 billion. How do you think those roads were built down there? Why do you think there's a lot of roads being built in Racine County and not anywhere else? Not in Clark County, not in Brown County, not in Sawyer County. There isn't enough being done in Milwaukee and Dane County. How about La Crosse County, Eau Claire County? No, no, Racine County. For Foxconn, Chinese joint, Chinese outfit. And these guys then say, we want more money because we're employing people. It turns out they're employing Chinese people who aren't in the state, and lawyers and lobbyists and executives. They're not getting it. Evers won't give it to them. Walker would have given it to them. Well, the little problem was they're not manufacturing anything. Remember, they're supposed to manufacture large screen TVs, then small screen, then coffee makers. Then they said, we're going to manufacture ventilators. I'm not sure why we should be giving subsidies to people to make things that are competitive in the marketplace, where a lot of American companies are making these things too, and better. But they never made any of them. And now it's just been released that Foxconn is not making ventilators either. And the reason they said is there's no demand because there's too much competition. But they're still getting $1 billion. They confiscated people's homes. Guy knocks on the door and says, all right, I'm taking your home. Here's what I'm going to give you. It's the assessed value for tax. They said, well, I'm not leaving. Kids like the school system. Their buddies are here. I like the, no, you're not leaving. I'm not selling it for the assessed value. Yes, you are. And they show up. They throw them out. That's not what the Fifth Amendment says about due process. You can't take it unless it's for a public purpose. It says it. Public purpose is a freeway. You have to have people give up land so you can have a freeway, not to give them to a Chinese company. The Republican Party does not care about private property. They do not care about anything except stealing money. That's what they care about. So they now say they're not making ventilators. So what are they making? They're not making anything. And every year they still put in for subsidies for, quote, workers, end quote, who are, quote, manufacturing, end quote, something. But it's a moving target. Are they not large screen TVs, not small screen, not coffee makers? That's what they said at one time. They're going to set up a consultant operation. Why should we subsidize a consultant operation? Consultants are not workers. They're the ones, by the way. This was sold back in 2017, that they were going to create, I think it was 13,000 jobs at over 50,000 a year average, 53,000, 13,000 jobs, good jobs. It's a flat out lie. It was a lie then. It was a lie to give Walker cover. And one reason Walker did it is because Trump was pushing it. Remember, Trump is a friend of the Foxconn ownership. And Ron Johnson jumped in and they all stood there with shovels. Trump was there. And Ron Johnson and Paul Ryan and Scott Walker digging a shovel in Racine saying, we are so lucky to give $4.5 billion to a Chinese company, throw Americans out of their homes. We're so glad because they're going to bring 13,000 jobs at 53,000 a year. They didn't bring anything. They're not making anything. This has been going on for 4 years. I don't know, is anybody out there upset about this, like me? Any Republican even? How brainwashed are you? How brain dead are you? That is the question. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.